And then I'm also going to read this little welcome thing I had on the screen. I think I still have it there. If you lose connection at any time, reconnect by clicking the link in your email invite. Committee members, please activate your video and keep it on for the duration of the meeting. Use the raise hand feature if you wish to speak, ask questions, or request a roll call vote. City staff, please activate your video when you are speaking. Use the raise hand feature when you are asked a question. Public members, the name you entered in Zoom must match the name you entered in registration. You will remain muted until called upon by the chair. Please do not use your video. All right, now for roll call. Let's see, Salud Garcia.
Here.
Ooh, that's my list. Plumer Lovelace.
Here.
Matias Lemos Castillo.
Here.
Jolyn Roda. Alder Sabrina Madison.
Here.
Jen Carter. Tom DeShant. All right. And Lisa Hempstead, sorry.
Here. Thank you, Isis. Do we have anyone who would like to give some public comment? Anyone registered?
Do not have anybody registered for public comment, no.
Okay. All right. Are there any disclosures or recusals? Okay. All right, then our new business, and I want to thank everyone for coming on such short notice, but this is very important and I think it will have a good outcome. Our first item is 85304. Do I have a motion to lead with a recommendation for approval for authorizing the City of Madison to submit, and if awarded, to accept a grant of up to $971,782 from the Flexible Facilities Program, funded through the State of Wisconsin, Department of Administration, Division of Energy, Housing and Community Resources for the Central Library remodel, and authorizing the mayor and city clerk to enter into an agreement with the State of Wisconsin to accept the grant award.
So moved.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second.
Thank you, Matthias. All right. Is there any discussion?
Could I just share a little bit about what we're approving here today? Would people like an overview?
Yes, please.
Okay, I just want to highlight. So, in the 2025 capital budget, of course, not finalized, but in that executive capital budget, we have $250,000 slated for design for the Central Library. And this was a project that had been bumped back a couple of years. And the idea is that the Central Library has been open for more than a decade, and there are some slight changes. Some are slight, and some are could be potentially bigger to kind of reassess how we use the space, see if the space, all of the spaces that we designed are still being used for the current purpose. The Media Lab, for example, is a dedicated space, but we're no longer using it in the same way for a Media Lab all the time. So this design work that we have already budgeted for would let us redesign some of the spaces, work with an architect and a designer to kind of rethink some of those spaces based on staff priorities. What we don't have is the funding to make those changes once we come up with a design and some recommendations for how to change the space. So the Flexible Facilities Program grant was a one-time opportunity with a time frame attached to it that would let us apply for funds to make some of the changes that we've identified. And so we went through our staff list of priorities for changes to the Central Library space, and the ones that we knew for sure we could commit to totaled up to the number that you see, the 971,782. So this is a project without an existing design. But we have, an internal commitment to be able to go through the design process and to make the change if we are awarded these funds. So if you have any questions about what some of those changes might be, this was an opportunity for us to ask for one-time funds for construction that we likely will not get from the capital budget for years based on, the city's budget. Any questions for me on that?
You talked about this at previous meetings, right, Tana? This is the same.
I have
I know
talked about
you.
flexible
Yeah.
facilities program before. I
Okay.
have mentioned it. Yeah.
So just to clarify, the 971,000, that is to cover the cost of the design only for the staff's priorities?
No, the 250,000 in our 25 capital would cover the design, and so that is the city's commitment to this project. So far, the 971,000 would be towards the construction costs of implementing any design changes that are, are put forward in that design process.
And
So
that.
without this grant, we have no committed funding to make the changes that we identify through the design process, if that makes sense.
Okay. And would that 971,000 satisfy the cost of the project?
We don't know because we don't have it designed yet, so we don't know what the costs are. So it would satisfy some of the things that we will identify through that design process. It probably, I think when you go through the design process, it will prioritize, and this will cover, some of the things that we have already identified and estimate costs for. But again, that design process will further that process and more accurately pinpoint what we can and can't do with this 971,000 if awarded.
So would you try to work within that 971,000, or say we needed additional funds? Is there like, is that something the foundation might step up to provide, or the
I
city?
won't Yeah, I won't speak for the foundation. It's something we could ask them for if we wanted to. It's also something we could put into a future capital request if we identified like this gets us two-thirds of the way to the changes that we want to see, but it doesn't get us the final third. We'd be able to at least do some of the projects and then would have to ask for additional funds for the remainder. In the way it currently stands, we have 250 for design, but nothing for construction. So this would give us something for construction. We would, in that design process, prioritize what we could get done with grant funds if awarded, and then identify probably some things that we don't have funding for that we would have to seek funding for in the future.
Great. Thank you, Tana. Does anyone else have any questions or comment? No? Okay. Then all those in favor of approving item number 85304, the authorization of the City of Madison to submit and accept a grant of $971,782.
Aye.
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 All those opposed, say nay. Excellent. Okay. Thank you. Our second item is 85305, a motion to lead with the recommendation for approval, authorizing the City of Madison to submit and, if awarded, to accept a grant of up to $4,250,000 from the Flexible Facilities Program, funded through the State of Wisconsin Department of Administration, Division of Energy, Housing and Community Resources, for the Imagination Center at Rindall Park project, and authorizing the mayor and city clerk to enter into an agreement with the State of Wisconsin to accept the grant award, and amending the 2024 adopted capital budget of the Madison Public Library. Do I have a motion to approve?
Motion to
Almost.
approve. Oop.
Thank you, Alder Madison. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Matthias. All right. Tana, would you like to elaborate on this at all?
Yes, so this one is different because, of course, you've heard about this project a lot already. I think the thing that I want to highlight here is we already have a design, we already have a project budget, we have capital funds. The thing to that I want to absolutely make clear with this is if these grant funds are awarded, we would need to have the Imagination Center open and operating by the end of the grant period, which is September of 2026. So this commits us to finding a solution to our operating budget concern for this project. You know, we're much farther along in the design and the budgeting process. We have the construction funds. This accepting these funds does commit us to opening the library in September of 2026. And so I just want to highlight for complete transparency that if we are not able to secure those funds as in addition funds, that we would have to make internal service reductions in order to move this project forward and keep it on track. So by accepting the funds, we are accepting the responsibility to make whatever adjustments we need to existing services to operationalize this. Of course, there will be advocacy involved, but we are making a commitment to opening this project in September of 26.
Does anyone have any questions or comments for Tana? All right. Taking the leap. All those in favor of accepting and authorizing the City of Madison to submit and if awarded a grant of up to $4,250,000 from the Flexible Facilities Program funded through the state of Wisconsin, please say aye.
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 All those opposed? Okay, we have accepted. Item 85305. Congratulations.
Can I just say something really quickly? I do want to say I am thankful that this got unanimous support. So I just want to say I appreciate that because I've been bringing alders to the district and literally to Rindell Park, to like the immediate area, really taking tours of what's there and what's not there and trying to just, you know, show them up front. It's not for me, this is not just about the Imagination Center, but it's just about, you know, like improving folks' access to much needed resources, like in most parts of our city, all parts of our city. But I am thankful for this board also supporting that need being met. So
thank you, Alder Madison. All right, where there is a will, there is a way. So we will find a way to fund the operating budget and without affecting our current programs and staff in a negative way. I think we can do it. I'm positive. All right, friends, that is all for our new business. Do I have a motion to adjourn? Salute. Do we have to hear her? Is it okay if we get a wave?
So moved.
Thank you, Salute. I have a second.
I'll second.
Thank you, Matias. All right, folks, enjoy this beautiful day. And thank you again for coming and gathering so quickly for a really important matter. This is exciting. Have a wonderful weekend.
Bye.
Good luck at your tournament, Lisa.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, everybody.
Thank you, everyone.
Have a good weekend.